This is St. Louis Public Radio. Black business owners are far more likely to be denied loans than white business owners in the U.S. The lack of access to safe and affordable capital has made it even harder for black business owners to start and keep their businesses afloat. As St. Louis Public Radio's Marissa Ann Lewis Thompson reports, a few local nonprofits are working to change that.
Freddie Lee James is mixing his signature barbecue sauce in a professional kitchen he rents near downtown St. Louis. He and his wife Deborah started Freddie Lee's Gourmet Sauces in 2010. Freddie Lee says making sauce started out as a hobby that instantly had his family and coworkers hooked.
Everybody starts saying, man, you ought to just go on and try that and push it out there. Man, you know, shouldn't be just doing construction work. You ought to sell your sauce.
With just 5 years before he was set to retire, he swapped out his hard hat for an apron and got to work. His sauce is now sold in over 1,000 stores, including Schnucks, Steerberg, Straub's, Hy-Vee, and Home Goods. But even with all the success the couple has had, they still can't get a loan from a bank.
We have a 750, 760 credit score. We pay all our debts. We don't have no problems with that. But they were saying that the sauce business is not generating enough capital to their standards.
Freddie Lee's experience is not uncommon. According to a 2017 report from the Federal Reserve Bank, more than 50% of black business owners and roughly 40% of Hispanic business owners were denied loans from banks. That's in comparison to nearly 25% of white business owners.
We work with so many businesses that I feel are frustrated, and they're frustrated for good reason because they're being told no.
Galen Gandolfi is the chief communications officer with Justine Peterson, a microlender in St. Louis.
And the problem is they're not merely being told no. They're being told no without really a way of understanding how that can be turned into a yes.
His organization helps small business owners build up their credit and give them access to safe and affordable loans. In fact, it helped get Freddie Lee a loan to maintain his business. Justine Peterson takes the time to teach financial skills. That's not something traditional banks do. But to be fair, banks are in the money business. They're heavily regulated and risk-averse, says Del Gines, the Senior Community Development Advisor with the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City.
And so they have to put, you know, be very careful about the businesses that they lend to because, you know, having bad business loans is one of the leading causes of banks actually going out of business.
But he says that does not mean systemic issues are not at play. Guy says oftentimes black business owners are not taught the necessary tools to succeed, like overall financial literacy. He says discrimination only widens that gap. The Center for Acceleration of African American Business is trying to change that in St. Louis. Eddie G. Davis is the president and executive director of the organization. He says the center helps clients create a plan so they don't walk into banks and entrepreneurship blindly.
Because I tell them failing the plan is like planning to fail, and it's like driving blind. So once they have that understanding, we work with them to develop their business plan, develop, for example, their target market, and identify who their customers will be.
Davis and Justine Peterson are working with Freddie Lee to finally get that bank loan. Despite nearly a decade of hearing no's, Freddie Lee does not let that stop him.
You gotta love what you do. I knew this is what I wanted to do.
He says when he does get a loan, he'll hire employees and buy more kitchen equipment so he can make more sauce. I'm Marissa Ann Lewis Thompson, St. Louis Public Radio.